bites from the rock that we ate. Ones we love, ones we hate. Some are good, some are great. One meat, two sides, hot sauce. We're your guides, Rob, Andy, and Randy, and sometimes a guest.
Welcome to Talkin' Trash, a Rochester-based food podcast where we rate and review local and national food favorites. I'm Rob.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Andy. And we just had some, quote, award-winning wings, end quote, from Jeremiah's in Penfield. But we have some breaking news here on the pod. This just came across my desk. I have the trivia question from Jeopardy, the answer that was mentioned at the very end of last episode, which... you better have been paying attention. It came after the credits. We play this game. When someone sees Final Jeopardy, they text the category to the group, and the category was on the map. My friend Mark guessed the Caspian Sea. My wife Christy said Tropic of Capricorn. Rob, the Strait of Gibraltar. Randy, Peru. Teresa, Mark's wife, said Stonehenge, and I said the Cape of Good Hope. The correct answer was... Martha's Vineyard. I hope someone playing along at it. Sue, did you have Martha's Vineyard? Maybe Pat. Silky Chris.
Maybe Mike.
Could have been any of them. That, anyways, dramatic conclusion to that cliffhanger.
I feel like that was gettable if you had thought of it almost.
Aren't they all? I mean,
it's true.
Randy,
not with my guess of Peru.
Similar to one of our favorite stories ever, that you could almost claim that there are infinite places on the map. So it could also take you a long time to get there because there are a lot of places on maps.
I was going to go equator after that, so that probably wasn't close.
I thought you were going to bring up that when we were playing the game categories, and the category was name any place, real or fictional. And everybody was like,
that's what I was referencing. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Story.
And then our one friend we were like three in and he just froze. And we're like, real or fictional? You could like make up anything.
You could just say there.
Yeah, like anything. It was the funniest fail.
So what I like to do is I like to try to decide who's the closest. This is tough. I think Christie's out because Tropic of Capricorn is like equator. It's like on the map. Caspian Sea, that's like a body of water. I don't know, Cape of Good Hope. Yeah, no clear winner here. If someone had said something inside the United States, they probably would have won.
Yeah.
All okay. Right. Back to Jeremiah's. This was another place we ordered wings from on our dude's day with my sons and the plate pals here. And we got wings that we reviewed last time from Merchant's Grill. And we went with a Stone Cold Classic, Jeremiah's, for our other orders. We'll get into those in a little bit, but let's catch up, boys. Rob, you got anything you want to catch us up on?
Yeah, so, you know, we haven't had an episode in a little while. I mean, we've been releasing them consistently, but we haven't recorded in a bit. So I've had a lot of really great meals at different, like a variety of different restaurants over the past, you know, month or so.
Don't mention that restaurant that Randy doesn't like from last episode.
Okay, I won't mention that one.
Final Jeopardy question: restaurants Randy does not like.
Oh, I let's make it a true daily double. I'm going to bet it all.
Also, the color of Red Ribbon Week.
Ooh. Oh,
if you work in a school, you know.
or if you heard the words you went just to said.
Don't wait till I say Red Ribbon. It's been a long day, guys.
We're off.
Okay.
Well, I thought you did that on purpose.
Yeah, I thought that was your
nope,
joke.
That was completely accidental. No. Only if you work in a school will you know what the color of Red Ribbon Week is. Oh, my gosh. So I went to Bill. Sorry, that was a little. Oh, my gosh. That was loud, too. I went to Billy's Homestead, which is a Pete and Heather favorite diner. And I actually got lunch and I ordered this thing called the Frisco Melt, which was, it says half pound beef burger. It shows up with two honking burgers because their normal burger is a quarter pound, I guess. So it was going to be two patties. I had no idea. Choice Frisco of cheese, melt. Tomato, sauteed onions, and Thousand Island dressing on a hard roll. And I was there with my friend and her kids. And I think one of them was like, I think like somebody's like, oh, is that Thousand Island? And then her son's like, yeah, it's a Frisco melt. Like as if that's a thing. And I'm like, wait, what am I doing? Is this
like a Denver omelet? Yeah. Yeah. People know
it's a Frisco melt. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that's a, okay. So that was really good.
Billy's Homestead off Empire.
Is correct. That it is?
Yeah. I think I've been there too.
You have. We went with Heather, yeah. friend of the pod, Heather, yep. and her entire family when they're up from Baltimore.
Huh, I didn't get the call that day.
Yep, you didn't. We were seating a lot of people
okay,
there.
Okay, here we go.
So that was great. Angelina's. I went out there recently with some friends for dinner, and we got a ton of food, and it was, as always, all incredible.
And then, like, right after you went, our buddy Pat and his wife Jamie, both former guests of the pod, were like, hey, we're doing a date night. What are your guys' suggestions? And Angelina's was, like, the clear winner, and they went and just sent us pictures of all the food, and you kept being like, I had that. It's really good. I almost had that. And they loved it.
We had like six or seven things, but there were two things that I really wanted to have that we didn't have. But all the six or seven things we had were also all yeah, amazing.
That place
so
is great.
That place is great. Went to Old Stone Tavern with a couple people, and I got the, they had like spicy cheese curds, like fried
Ooh,
cheese
I
curds.
Like that.
They were awesome. Like they tasted like they were probably done in house. And then I guess the last story is there's this Mexican restaurant called Corona's in Webster. And so my parents took me out for my birthday dinner. So this is another birthday dinner snafu. So we I'm like, oh yeah, it's a great restaurant. Really, I'm like, it's, you know, up there with Monte Alban. Like, it's really good. We get there, and not only is it not open,
they're out of Coronas.
They're out of Coronas. No, now it's a restaurant. It's called Himalayan Kitchen.
Oh.
And it also wasn't open that night either, but it's like a North Indian food restaurant, I guess. So it was. It was a whole thing. So
pink salt everywhere.
But we ended up going to Monte Alban, which was good as always. So yeah. Classic dinner, another good meal.
We took our kids out to Monte Alban one time because like we had talked about it and they had asked, and we're like, yeah, it's like Mexican food, and it's just they're more like at the Mighty Taco stage or yeah. Homemade Taco mm-hmm. stage. And so we ended up having to pay because they don't really have a kid's menu there. So you're like, oh, enjoy this $17 burrito that you're going to eat two bites of. So I got to eat a ton of food that night, but it was just like, oh, this is a little beyond their palate right now because it's, I mean, they ate a lot of chips basically is what they had for dinner. They had chips for $17.
Yeah.
Randy, you were going to jump in there and I cut you off.
No.
You want me to continue? I can do my ketchup.
I'm trying to think about it. Oh, I was going to say, I love Old Stone Tavern. That's a really fun place, cool place to go.
Yeah, good food.
And it's usually not that crowded, so you yeah. can always get a table.
Yeah.
So when our friends Pat and Jamie went out, they were texting us all those pictures. I was hanging out at home with my wife, and we were just like, you know, having a drink or whatever. So I kept texting them and being like, you guys should come by after your dinner and like come hang out with us or whatever. And after like six texts, Pat jumped over to a side text and was like, should we really come over? And I was like, yeah, come over. We'll have dessert and we'll make a drink or whatever. So they came over and hung out for like 2 hours after their dinner. It was super fun because Chrissy and I had made dinner and been hanging out, and then they just swung by and we made a night of it. It was really fun. So I enjoyed that. My other two things I wrote down were fall golf, which I know you Rob, have played a little. Randy, have you golfed at all this fall a little bit?
Once.
I love it. I don't ever get to do it enough because once school starts, like, we're just so busy. And then in the summer, it feels like you can kind of golf whenever.
Did you end up going Saturday?
So, yes.
Sounds like you had a good round.
I went on Saturday, and it was a little colder than expected. I was a little bit tired. I was in just a cruddy mood. I started playing really terribly, but then also like after maybe the fourth hole, it started to like to drizzle cold rain. I didn't have any raincoat, and I'm just like, this.
No dish gloves?
No dish. Actually, I did have the dish gloves.
Just they're always there.
Okay. I had the dish gloves. And so I'm looking at it, like checking the weather, like, oh, maybe it'll just like pass in a minute. And it's like, you know, cold drizzly rain will be stopping in 54 minutes. And I'm like, okay, goodbye. I'm going home. And then Johnny's like, we could play this hole in. I'm like, no, I'm just going to walk. And it was that first par five in the front nine of Churchville.
Was it so just like, you two?
No.
Okay. So he didn't finish
his other,
himself.
The other Rob was there too.
Yeah.
So no,
That's
he didn't.
Very funny.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm done. And I, you know what? It was a great decision. So
I went and played nine holes with my boys because they were asking to play one more time. So we just went to the Victor Hills Executive Course. For the second time, they were like, two for one for the boys because they're like cute little twins. And I was like, oh, this is great. So it's like $30 for the three of us.
It's a good deal.
And Max and Teddy have a lot of fun doing it. And I've taught them now at the end of golf, you shake hands with the people you played with and then you go for a soda or a drink or whatever. So we went to the Thirsty Turtle and it was on a Sunday when the Bills were playing like Monday night. So the week against Atlanta. And so we went to the Thirsty Turtle and just got a table, the three of us, and we got like a lemonade, a Diet Coke, and I had like a Jenny Light. And we watched the fourth quarter of all the games. These guys were in heaven. I was like, this is exactly why I golf. Because like it's more fun to just hang out with your friends like during and after. So, but it was like 68 degrees and no wind. So and sunny. So we had like a great fall experience. I was like, that was super fun. So fall golf, love it. It's great. I'm maybe try and play one more time if I can this year, but it is starting to get legit cold. And then we went for a hike. Every once in a while, my wife and I will be like, we got to get out of the house on the weekend. We're all together. So we went for a hike and we went to, it was a new place. It was like kind of near Canandaigua and it was set back a little bit, almost to Bristol. And it was just like a nature reserve. And it was like probably a half mile loop, but very hilly. And you end with great views of the lake. It was super cool. I'd never been there before. And we wanted to see some foliage too. And so we did that. And then we went to the former, what's the brewery that got bought by Other Half? What was it?
Nedlow?
No.
Young Lion?
Young Lion. Mm-hmm. We went there. And so... this was a different weekend and there was like a football game on TV. And, so we got the gigantic pretzel and it's like $19 or something. So it's very expensive for just like bread.
Flour.
Humongous. So good. It fed all four of us. We were like going to get other food and we're just like, oh, we'll just get the pretzel and see what happens. And we're like, all right, we're good.
Sweet.
Actually on the way home, we were good for a snack, I should say. Cause on the way home we got All-Star Pizza.
Oh,
which we tried and really enjoyed during pizza tasting. And it's like thin crust. And so I was like, Christy, you'll love it. So we got pizza and 10 wings from there. And the pizza was awesome. The wings were, they weren't competition worthy. I'll say that.
And jumping in on the hike situation, I went during Indigenous Peoples Day weekend. We ended up hiking in the Adirondacks, me and a few people. And it was, did a two high peaks. And it was a great time. Like we had a, the weather was gorgeous. We were able to, there's this one lot, like it's either the Lodge or the LOJ. People, it's, you know, I don't, people pronounce it differently, but that was where the hike started. And so we got there pretty early. I think it was at 6:30. And like we were like the second last spot left.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like we had to, we should have got, maybe we got there at 5:30. It was really early, but I was like, man, like on a weekend like that, holiday weekend, fall, you know, peak leaf season, and the weather was gorgeous. Like it was, you know, you had to get there early, but it ended up being a great hike, nice and dry. So yeah, Adirondacks, always great.
Randy, catch up time.
Two Saturdays ago, we did a little winery tour with Laurel and her parents. We usually go with her cousin and her parents and her fiance now, but they had to back out because they're working on a house they just bought and they had to be out and the whole thing. So it was just the four of us this time. So we went to the west side of Seneca Lake, and a fan of the pod, Pete, is a huge wine guy. So I always text him when we go, like, hey, where should we go? Because our parents usually don't have, you know, a good list going. So we started at Fulkerson, and you guys tell me if you've ever been to these places or not. Fulkerson was funny because the person pouring the wine, I'd say for about 50% of the wines, you know how they're supposed to tell you, you know, here's a little bit about it, here's what you're going to taste. And he's like, I don't know. He's like, you'll figure it out.
It was just like me doing that job.
Yes. I
know nothing about
wine. And then at one point, Laurel's mom is like, hey, maybe one more pour. He's like, all right, if you can guess how old I am, I'll give you another pour. So we all go through and guess, and Laurel's mom was the closest, and he only gave her the pour. And we were all looking at each other like, we thought there was going to be a little bit more to that. And that's the wine wasn't great. So what we usually do is bring a ton of picnic food.
we find one of the wineries that has like a picnic table, and then we just eat a ton of food. So that was Lakewood. Awesome. And then Pete recommended, I don't remember the name of it.
White Vice?
Yes. Yeah, that was it. Have you been there?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So it was interesting. We pull in, and there's only one other car in the parking lot. And we go in, and there is one guy working and one person standing there while that guy's working. And that was it. And it was empty, and the place looks like it's like somebody's – it's not an attic, but it's like – it looks like an attic where there's just random stuff everywhere. There was like a pile of about 100 CDs on a table when you walk in. And so we walk in. Laurel's dad already wasn't really into it because – he doesn't like going to places where there's only one car in the parking lot because it's probably not a good sign. So the guy behind, you know, the table is like, oh, come on over. I got 5 wines today for you guys to try. And we're like, oh, okay. And we all do this like little loop and we just walk right back out the door again and leave because we just
walked away from him. Meme.
It was exactly like that. We all kind of looked at each other like, and then wine was super expensive. It was $25. For a 5-thing tastings. Yeah.
But didn't Pete say it's like some of the best in the area?
He did. So I would go back like with you guys if you wanted to try.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
And then the last one went to was
classic winos, me and you.
As I was saying it, I was like, I don't know if Andy even drinks wine.
I like going on wine tastings because I don't like to commit to a flavor.
And then we went to Pergine, which was awesome. The guy who owns it was chatting us up. It was super fun. So yeah, that's what we did a couple weeks ago.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I went on wine tour, tasting, we went to like 3 different places. My kids were there, and they don't like really cater to kids at those places, so you have to bring like a ton of your own snacks, and then they just expect snacks at every place, and I'm just like, maybe we don't do this with them next time. I love them, but it's not their scene. They're more a McDonald's crew.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we talk about wings?
Yeah, and maybe start with their Jeremiah stories.
Jeremiah. I probably had their wings more than anywhere else in Rochester, I would say, since I've been living here my whole life. We used to go once a week at least for happy hour. Sometimes later that week, we would order them because we didn't live far. And I've had them a million times. What about you, Rob?
Yeah, I went there not quite that often, but I definitely have been there a lot. Their bee sting wings were always like an early favorite, kind of like a legendary Rochester wing, I think, when we first started eating wings and going there. Our good friend Meg, who I don't think has ever listened to this podcast, she, you know, works there and she would bring to D&D wings sometimes, and she brought, it was a mix of like catatonic Cajun or something, and it was no catatonic medium or something. What the heck was it?
No idea. I just remember that she would bring like crazy concoctions.
I think it was a catatonic Cajun, and it was really good. Like, they were delicious and not even really too spicy. They sound crazy, but they were really good.
But this is like my theory from last episode. Just any 2 wing sauces are going to be good.
No mayo, but the mayo probably would help.
Well, that's just a condiment. The wing thing is the Korean corollary.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so our other buddy Big Bri also used to really love the bee sting wings. He always talked them up. So I mean, that's my history there, Andy.
Yeah, to me, that this is the place that's kind of known as the best wing in Rochester because they're the most famous for it. I feel like in my head recently, I noticed they were kind of expensive, but I have always liked Jeremiah's. They make a good steak fry. And they have a French dip that I enjoy there too. So I like the French dip. I like the wings. That's really my Jerstery. I haven't had too many other foods there before because, you know, you find the thing you like, you just kind of stick with it. I did like when they opened the one in Penfield because that's close to where I live now out in the burbs. So I've probably been there a few times with work friends and stuff like that. And it says on their website that it's a perfect fit for any occasion, whether you're having lunch with the family, hosting an event, watching a sports game, or celebrating a birthday. Come sit at our table. I looked at their About website, and it says they have the 3 locations, but they also have like a central kitchen where they make most of their like sauces and pre-prepare their foods, which is kind of interesting.
Well, it speaks to the fact that it's a large you know, the fact that they have that creates consistency, but obviously takes away some of the, you know, the artistry of the chefs. You know, when I worked at the Big L, I could do anything I wanted back there, mostly for worse.
I guess chefs work at the other kitchen, though.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, each location has its own kind of thing. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe they value the consistency. I don't know. This pizza on the website looked pretty good there. I just saw
the food there's good. I mean, they do a nice job.
Like you said, Andy, for our non-Rochester listeners, they have one best wing in Rochester.
Yeah.
Probably the most out of any place.
So another weird thing about it is, like you said, that it's probably the place I've eaten wings the most in Rochester as well. I remember specifically several bad experiences, but I think it's a numbers game. I think it's just because I've been there the most.
Yeah, you go to a place enough times, you're going to have some disappointments. It's just
like you get like six wings that were all in the fryer for like way too long or something, you know? So that those stick out in my head, I think, because it's a great place that screwed up once.
Their size wings are really good too, usually. They're like bigger.
And I'd say also one thing to note is that their Monroe Ave location just recently reopened, and it looks from the pictures really cool, like a lot more open, kind of higher ceilings. Mm-hmm. Like it looks like it'll be kind of a cool place to check out. So
maybe we'll have to go there.
Worth going to.
All right. Well, I've got the list of flavors here. So I picked these up from Penfield because Monroe. I would have gone to Monroe, but that was closed. I thought this was really funny when it happened, but it didn't really translate. It's not going to be as good as that story I told about that lady who yelled geez at me. That was a real hit, that story.
Oh, yeah.
But when I went in, I got French fries because I wanted to get something extra for my kids in case they didn't like the wings. An order of Bee Sting, an order of Nolan's Blues, and an order of Medium. And when I went in to pick up my food, I waited the exact appropriate amount of time. I go in, and I see a bag just sitting at the front desk. There's front table. There's no one there. And it says, order of fries, 10 Bee Sting wings, 10 Nolan's Blues wings, 10 medium wings. I'm like, this is insane. Because it wasn't our order. Someone else ordered the exact same thing. And then that, like, below that, they had, like, 2 Bee Sting chicken salads. So I was just like, oh, my gosh. They ordered the exact same 30 wings as us and fries. I thought it was nuts.
A competing wing podcast on the other side of town.
They're doing salads, too. But then the problem was I had to wait, like, an extra 10 to 15 minutes to get the wings, which was lame because it was not that crowded, even though it was a football Sunday. There just weren't a lot of people there. I did see one of our friends, Jeff, and his family, though. That was cool while I was waiting. I was just going to run in and had my kids right outside the window there. They were just reading in the car, so I locked the door and ran in to get the food. And it took so long that I was just like, I got to go bring these guys inside. So I had to go grab them, and as soon as they came in, of course, the wings were ready. But
let's go through the sauces real quick because they have some interesting sauces, if you guys are all right with that. They have,
yeah, sure. Thanks for
and some
me.
Of these.
And in my story is going a little long.
Oh yeah, keep going.
I'm joking. I was done.
Some of the sauces are trademarked actually too, which is kind of funny. Bee Sting is trademarked.
Yeah, they sell that, I think. Like, I wonder if that's if they sell it in bottles, if that's trademarked.
That's probably why then. Nolan's Blues, which is like blue cheese and
Nolan's.
Yeah, I mean it tastes like buffalo sauce with blue cheese and like Cajun mixed in or something.
Garlic Parm, Catatonic, Wise Guy, Pow Pow, which I don't think I've ever had that one.
I think that's Boom Boom.
Okay. Ooh, that actually would be good.
Yeah. Tavern Barbecue, Cajun Dry Rub, Jamaican Jerk, Iron Smoke. I haven't had that one either. That one's trademarked. Whiskey Barbecue, Sweet
and Sour. I wonder if Iron Smoke and Whiskey Barbecue are not supposed to have a comma in between. Iron Smoke, Whiskey Barbecue.
Yeah, you're probably right. That makes more sense. Korean Barbecue, and then Mild Medium Hot Buffalo.
So which one do we want to start with, folks? The mediums again?
Sure. Yeah.
So I didn't write a lot. I said they were good, but not really a standout.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if they were done and they just sat in the kitchen for a while. They weren't very saucy. Like the wings had absorbed a lot of the sauce to me, the Jeremiah's.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure.
And yes, this is partially our own fault for getting takeout, I know. But, I mean, was it take me 12 minutes 15 minutes to get here from there. They shouldn't have no sauce left. This is a bummer. I mean, it still tasted pretty good, but...
And honestly, like, the sauce couldn't have totally absorbed into that hard skin. It just probably fell off it because it had to have gone... If it did, they would have tasted good.
Yeah. I kind of felt like this was a little bit of a miss. I'm jumping right in, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, they all seemed a little overcooked and a little small, which maybe that means they were cooked for longer or something. It kind of shriveled them all up. Yeah. All flavors.
Yeah, I wrote really inconsistent. Some were dry. Even, and I know we were talking about the medium, but I wrote the Nolans were kind of dry and bland, not really saucy. I said, had I not known the flavor, I might have just said they were mild. So, like, yeah. That's not great for that flavor.
Any thoughts on the medium, Randy?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I was going to jump in, too, because I don't think any of these impressed me, unfortunately.
And it's sad because we know what they're capable of.
I did see the beasting were great. I did like the flavor of those.
Beasting were the best out of the three,
I'd say. The sauce that, because it's like syrupy, it doesn't absorb as easily, I feel like, right? Yeah. Like when it's greasy, it just gets pulled in.
I think it just rolls off, you know, like because I think chicken wing skin's not super absorbent. And so I think that when you're tossing it in there, if it is really buttery, it's just gone. Like, I don't know, man. It was not. But the beasting, I said, had a great peppery burn. Well cooked, good size, but not huge. Kind of what Randy was saying before about the size.
I'll go back to my Jeremiah-stery that I remember when we would get buffalo, and they were my favorite in Rochester. This was probably like, I don't know, how long have they been around for? Maybe 15 years, more than that?
I would think more.
Yeah,
20. As long as we've been in this area, probably, yeah.
So when we first started going, and then I remember they came out with Beasting, and that was like my favorite in Rochester. Then they came out with Nolans, and that to me was like one of my favorite sauces I've ever gotten.
Couldn't miss for Randy.
You would think so. And then I would go with the Nolans instead of wings. I went with the wing bites, the
boneless.
Yeah.
Boneless.
That was definitely an upgrade. I think like you're talking about, Rob, how it kind of slides off the skin, but when they tossed those boneless in just a ton of Nolan sauce, it was delicious.
This is my favorite thing about the podcast, because this is just a great example of like, I'm saying the wings are absorbing all the sauce and Rob is saying it's just bouncing off the sauce, and neither of us are like caring or correcting each other, and they're diametrically opposed, both of those views.
And I have no idea if it's one or the other, so I'm just...
And you're just like, they kind of stink.
I think they would taste better if they were absorbed into the actual skin.
I don't know. Anyways, I was disappointed.
Yeah, who cares?
I mean, I was disappointed. Obviously, give them another shot. But
so overall, this is a gray area, though. Yeah. This is where I get confused about scoring, right? I have years and years of experiences with this place. But I think there's been other places where we've said, these are good with the caveat of this. So we should probably score it on the ones we had, but also acknowledge the fact that this place normally makes good wings, right? That's how I think I'm going to view it.
I'm going to score based on the day. I mean,
I would agree. Their wings are usually good.
Yeah. And I would say that if you're coming to the area and you're looking for a good Rochester wing, we would send you here and probably eat them in-house. You're probably going
to
get...
After you go to Murph's, go here.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's a good call. Murph's.
I still think Murph's best is better than Jeremiah's best.
Yeah. And I have not had a Murph's worst. Like, I don't think they've Murph's really hasn't let us really down. Whiffed.
And we've been there a lot.
Yeah, actually, at this point, I might have had wings at Murph's more than any
just
other
based
place
on that
in Rochester.
One summer, that one beautiful summer.
Oh my God, when my cholesterol's through the roof. Yeah, so want to get to scores?
Sure. Rob?
I went with 7.5. Again, it just came down to consistency. The bee stings actually brought it up to a 7.5. If we hadn't gotten the bee stings, it might have been in the sixes, to be honest with you. But the bee stings were great, well-cooked. That was a real standout this time.
Rob, we're in lockstep on these last two records.
Whoa.
7.5 from me as well.
Boom.
They were, it's like sometimes you get the one wing where it's like a chunk of it's missing and it looks like skeletal, you know, like a zombie missing meat. And it's like, I got like two or three of those. So like the couple of the wings weren't great quality and then they're over fried. You know, maybe they were making them crispy or something, but it's just sometimes it goes too far. And sometimes it just goes too far, these wing places. So I'm going to say 7.5 as well. I love Nolan's Blues as a sauce. I love Beasting as a sauce. They're great sauces, and if we just had a better cook on the wings, I'd probably be in the 8.5 range. But we're judging it based on the day, with the caveat that we know this place is capable of making 8.5s, maybe even 9s on a good day. So don't let us deter you. It's just the ones we had that day weren't so hot. Big asterisk next to my 7.5.
And check out the Catatonic Cajun. That's a killer combo. Like, that's really, really
good.
So
if you're going to do that, Rob, you'd go there and order it yourself, right?
Because if you want to have someone roll their eyes at you, go order something that
it's not on the menu,
nor is it a known.
But you know Meg, just drop Meg's name, you're fine.
She's the one who recommended it, and she's the one who brings them to D&D. So
yeah,
and they were awesome. Just don't take your contacts out after eating those.
After any wings, that's just a rule.
After any wings, yeah,
that's just good advice.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go 6.75. Ooh. I think also it's hard because I was so disappointed.
And we were this another problem with the way we recorded is or way we tried them was we're eating them right next to the merchant's ones, which weren't even like knockouts. They were just solid.
Yeah.
And these were worse than those.
Yeah. A real kind of a bummer, but again, a worthwhile place and you really should check it out.
It makes me want to go again just to eat their wings in house and get some good ones again.
And check out their new location.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, is the next it's the old location, but new place?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. The next old, time we go, I think we should update our scores.
I'm in. Which all means right. We got to go again.
Yeah.
All right.
And a whole new episode.
Oh.
Nope.
I want to jump in here and mention something from the last episode as well. We talked about how I went to Red before the show. I got the chicken wings there. We ordered like 7 things and just split them all with the 4 of us. They had like Thai chili wings and they were like breaded. And then the sauce was basically like a version of like General Tso's chicken. They were some of the best wings I've ever had, but they're like unique, almost like Sager.
Yes.
Wing nuts or Doughboys, sorry. But also almost like wing nuts where they do the crispy crunchy. But it was pretty much the best version of like Chinese food chicken flavor wise that I've ever had. They were so good. There was probably like 7 or 8 in the order, and my wife just had one, and Chris's wife just had one. So then he and I were just like, so I guess we each just get like 3 of these or whatever.
That's
like this
awesome.
Is awesome. So we got to eat a couple of them. They were very, very good.
Nice.
Failed to mention that earlier.
All right, cool. So I think we got a Flavor Town coming our way, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do we have to close our eyes for this one?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
All right, so Randy is going to bring us something. He mentioned that he had something for Flavortown. You can go. I thought you were waiting to chime in. I was just trying to fill time.
Tell
you can talk us through it once we're tasting it.
Mics. All right, here we go.
When I went hiking, I hate raisins in my trail mix.
Of course.
So I made trail mix.
Wait,
and
I want to talk about this.
Okay. I'll wait until you come back.
Also hate raisins.
So I'll talk slowly for this part. I decided to make my own trail mix, and the only 2 ingredients were cashews and M&Ms. It was the greatest trail mix I've ever had. I was just slamming it and running up the mountain.
Ready, guys?
We're ready. Our eyes are closed. Our hands are open.
Hands out? Are they? Okay.
He said we'll know the type of food flavor. It is.
Let's guess ahead of time, Randy. I think it's an Oreo. Or Rob.
Straight of Gibraltar.
Callback.
Okay. It's a chip.
It's not the chip. It's the dip.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, is it a Pringle? Oh, I was just at a store that had crazy Pringles flavors. Oh, it smells strong.
They're pretty good.
It smells like it's supposed to be like fast food burger or taco or something.
It reminds me of like a dusty desert.
So it's interesting because they have so many
flavors.
Can I try some
more?
Yeah. They have so many flavors of Pringles. I think when we first started doing Flavortown, I thought it'd be funny to get like the most disgusting tasting stuff.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, let me try to get something that actually tastes pretty good.
Yeah, those are really good. Thanks.
I haven't tried it yet, but here it goes.
It's definitely on the, like,
Andy, I gotta
savory side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now that I know it's a Pringle, I guess I can look. There's cheese involved.
You know what it is,
there's
right?
There's cheese involved.
Can we open our eyes? But you just not show it. Okay. I'm trying to think.
It's going to be something
kind of buttery,
like,
cheesy.
Like baked potato or...
Loaded baked potato?
Yeah, but it's a little different, I think.
No, it is a little different. Santa Fe.
I'm going to say it's like a cheeseburger or something.
No.
Hmm.
All right, give me one more.
Yeah, one more too.
Or like four more.
Thanks. The smell on.
I don't know.
I don't know if I guess this.
All right. I think I don't have any more guesses. Baked potato would have been my other guess.
Has a little bit of spice. Taco?
I would have guessed taco too. Chili cheese fries.
Ooh.
Baked potato was close then.
Yeah.
I would have, yeah. I was not going to guess chili cheese, but they're good.
Now I want to taste it. There's a little smoky.
These might be some of the best Pringles I've had in a long time.
Ooh, best Flavor Town?
I wouldn't say best Flavor Town, best Pringles.
Best Flavor Town, Laurel. She got them, and I didn't even know she was
getting
them.
It's running,
good job, Laurel.
Running laps around that pickle soda, I taste it, I'll tell you that much.
So we went to the exotic food store. Hold on.
This is all they had.
The one in Henrietta? Imagine, though, crunching on these with a nice cold glass of pickle soda in your other hand.
Actually, that could be pretty good.
Living the dream.
We went to the exotic food store. Have you guys been to that? I think we talked about it on the pod maybe once. In the Eastview Mall we went.
Okay, no.
Eastview Mall? No, I didn't even know.
They have like three of them there. It's like a thing now. So we went into the one.
You got to do it for the gram, you know? Get you buy this weird stuff.
It's everything from any country in the world, the brands that are here. But they sell like different flavor. Like Kit Kat's a good example. Like they sell all the different Kit Kats. Yeah. They sell a ton of freeze dried food. Yeah. So they have a bunch of Pringles. We went around. There's no prices on anything. So Laurel's like, I'll just find you something somewhere else. We didn't even get this there. I don't know where she got it, but it's pretty good.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's a cool store to check out. You walk through and you're like, oh my God, I want to try this. And then you start thinking about it. You're like, I don't know if any of this is something I really want to try.
It'll be interesting. I'm sorry. I was just adjusting something on my computer and I'm looking at all the wing rankings we just did. It'll be interesting to look back at these rankings after we're done. Because right now we have Murph's at a 9 and then nothing in the 8 range. And then we have a 7.75, 7.75 for Merchants and Doughboys. / Sager.
So what do we got coming up?
Beer was 7.5 and Jeremiah's a 7.25. I really want to go to the Fairport place that just opened at the ice rink because their whole thing is wings. It's like a Great American Wing Company and it's just right by my house. We could probably get Chris to go. It is down the street from him.
All right.
I've got a list of, I think, about 10 places, and we don't have to go to all these, but these are places that we've discussed. So on my list, we've got Old Stone Tavern.
Just crunching on Pringles, talking
about this is great podcasting.
I wasn't even thinking about it. I just really like
the They're good chips.
All right, I'll stop.
Old Stone Tavern. Perry's on East, I hear, is good. Tryon Tavern, Romig's, Valhalla, My Apartment, Elmwood Inn, Whiskey River, and that new Fairport place.
Are you going to make us your own wings in your new air fryer at your apartment?
Yep.
Did we do Jammers yet or no?
Oh, no.
We've all eaten there recently, like within the past 2 months.
Did we do it for the pod or no?
No, me, you, and Pat went.
We got to do it.
That was separate of you going with Randy and your friend's family.
Okay. Yeah. Jam it up. So, yeah, we got a lot of great places. Should we rock the peeves and plugs, dudes?
Yeah.
Randy, any peeves, any plugs? Why do I always go to you first? That's always a mistake.
I feel like you're doing it on purpose.
I always have my notes. We got to give Randy like 10 minutes to get answers.
I like to wing it.
Oh.
Unintended.
Very unintended. All right, Rob. Peeves and plugs.
And try to drum stick to the peeves and plugs this time.
So you might remember from the last episode that I'm now a really positive person. So
that's right.
No peeves. I will say this is an old school plug. We went to Preservation Brewing, and I went into the bathroom. And let me tell you, the tile and grout work and the wallpaper were impeccable. Great style, perfectly done, great craftsmanship. So nice job, Preservation Brewing. You really did that bathroom well.
What was so great about the wallpaper?
It was just really cool. Like, I think it was their logo over and over again, and it had this like kind of cool vintagey vibe that kind of reminded me of like the movie The Shining from the 70s.
Do you remember when we went to Philadelphia with Pat? And we went, it was right when Pat had to leave because he wasn't feeling well. We went to that place that my wife got us the gift card to. Do you remember the wallpaper in the bathroom there?
Oh, it was crazy, right?
It was monkeys smoking cigarettes. All different kinds of monkeys. It was so funny.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
That place
was
awesome.
Like all in trees and stuff. Yeah, that place was good.
But my greater plug is the movie Weapons. I just saw it. It's spooky season.
That's a comedy, right?
It's okay. So somebody, I had heard a lot of like vague reviews about it. People saying like it has funny parts. It's kind of funny. It's the same director.
To be fair, I also heard that there are parts that are bring a lot of levity to it.
And there were. Like that is completely accurate.
You told me like that. You tried to like get me in on it the whole night when we were hanging out the other night. And then the next day, Rob's like, I watched it. He's like, I was paralyzed to my couch with fear and screaming. I'm like, oh, that sounds like and he knows I hate scary movies.
And I don't like scary movies that much either. So it's the same director that did Barbarian. If you saw Barbarian, you can handle this. But there was one part.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. No spoilers.
I'm not going to tell you what the part
right
was.
Right now?
It's just bringing it up on my
phone. 2-hour long movie.
I got bored.
So there was one. So the very first jump scare scared the hell out of me. I was like, like I literally felt like somebody was pinning me to the couch and I was just flooded with terror and chills. Like my whole body was just feeling chills. And I'm like, just screaming. There were other jump scares, but they were not nearly as intense as that first one. But it was overall really good movie. Great acting. If you're into horror movies, or even just kind of slightly scary movies, I thought it was.
I would probably like it, but I wouldn't be able to shake it. This problem with this movie is like that. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know something happens to a bunch of children that are like my kids' age, and I'm just like, I'm not into that right now.
Yeah, being a parent, it might be harder to watch. Yeah. I thought it was cool, yeah. Randy. I think you'd dig it.
My honest problem is, I probably would just be scared for like months because I haven't watched a scary movie in forever. I'm just like, I'm not into it.
You know what a great scary movie that you probably also would not like, which actually really was very scary? The Babadook.
Yeah, not into
okay
it.
Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, the Babadook's great. Check it out. I'm also plugging that. Let it be noted. Randy, was that enough time for you to?
Yeah, because I'm gonna plug a horror movie too. Have you guys heard of Popeye the Slayer Man?
No.
So you guys know, obviously, those all cartoon characters, you know, after 99 years, whatever.
Yeah, they're doing these, like, horror versions of them.
So they got Winnie and Pooh, Blood and Honey. So Popeye the Slayer Man is one of them. It actually came out with 3 Popeye movies this year. Popeye's Revenge, Popeye the Slayer Man, and Shiver Me Timbers. So this was the one that we chose to watch.
I feel like I'm talking to, like, a 12-year-old right now.
Oh, trust me. 12-year-olds would be scared of this because the best part of the movie, and I only made it through like 15 minutes of it, and this is what hooked me, is in the beginning, and you guys aren't going to watch it, so I'll tell you, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. In the beginning, you know, it's like the two people, they're in some factory, the Slayer Man's there.
Now who are we talking about? Wimpy, Bluto, who's in this factory?
Just Popeye. I was waiting for some cameos. He kills the one girl, and then he goes to the guy, and the guy's like, he's like shaking on the ground. He's like, what are you? And I look and I'm like, oh yeah, he's going to say it. And he goes, I am what I am. And then he kills him. And that hooked me for another 5 minutes. And then I couldn't watch it anymore because the production value, you don't realize how good production values are of movies now. Cause you just, you know, you accept it.
Yeah.
Until you watch a horrible production value movie. It was, I could not get through it. It was just awful. It looked like, remember the movies we did in video production? Well, you didn't do it, but
yeah, that is in Genesis, a part of.
It was like maybe on that level, maybe a little bit worse.
Are you an actor, Rob?
I starred in every single one of their movies.
Rob
I think.
An actor.
Oh my gosh, we got to get these movies.
We have them.
Yeah, we do.
This would be a good episode.
One of them doesn't have sound, unfortunately.
We go to Jeremiah's a second time and watch one of these movies.
Randy's is really good. Like, you actually did a nice job.
It took me a very long time to do it. But the one they made of Rob's was good. It was called The Frame. But somehow...
No, Pump Your Frame.
Pump Your Frame. But somehow the sound didn't get transferred, so...
No, yeah, do got to do some we'll do a screening. Voiceover work.
I'm just having a couple more Pringles. I can't stop eating them.
Another plug is for Megan 2.0. Did you guys watch Megan 1?
No.
Megan 2.0.
Were you listening to me talk about scary movies? You think I've watched any of these movies?
This one's not scary. When you look it up, the first one is horror sci-fi. This one is adventure sci-fi. It was actually a pretty good science fiction movie. Rob, I think you might like
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Megan's nice now?
She's an adventurer.
Actually, she is.
She took an adventurous turn. Twist.
So, yeah, I recommend that one. All right.
All right.
It's my plugs.
I'm almost ready for my plugs. I just got to finish these chips.
Oh, my gosh. One more horror movie, Rob. What do you got? The Robaduke.
Well, so jumping back to weapons, when you're talking about, like, the quality of the movie, like, the way it was filmed was noticeably good. Like, the camera was, like, moving around in an interesting way. Like, it was filmed really well. Awesome actors. Like, really, like, top-notch A-list actors were in this movie.
You can talk about movies about as well as you talk about food. The camera moved.
Josh Brolin, that blonde girl from that other show where they live in that Jason Bateman show. That blonde curly haired girl.
They sprayed the wings with waterproofing spray. Just beads off of them.
We're doing some scientific experiments.
It's non-stick coating like my air fryer.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you ready, Andy?
I'm ready. I went to a happy hour. And went again a week later with Rob and some friends to Iron Smoke Distillery in Fairport. And we got some fun, spooky autumn cocktails. And they have like a whole special menu, and I'm sure they do it around the holidays as well. And the one drink I got had a garnish of a toothpick with a gummy severed toe on it. And that's pretty funny. And I loved it. And the one I had the second time had just like one of those sour caramel apple gummies on it. It was great. They're like putting Halloween candy in their cocktails. So that place is great. They have it all spooked out with the decorations and Halloween stuff everywhere. It was really fun going there.
What was the flavor of the gummy toe one? Do you remember? Like what was the...
It was like strawberry because there was like red in the middle.
Gotcha.
To make it look like...
Their cocktails are delicious.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
They're great. It's fun. I love that place. And then I know that you guys, I know Rob loves I Think You Should Leave. Do you like that show, Randy? Tim Robinson. You've seen some of it.
Yeah.
So he's got a new show on HBO.
Chair Company?
Yes. Have you been watching?
Not yet.
It's good.
Okay. I'll watch it.
It's like the most appropriate version of that show. Like it's their comedic sentiment. But mainstreamed enough that it can just be on HBO. Mm-hmm. But there's still just like random parts in it that are like totally their wild and crazy version of humor. But they're just interspersed with kind of like office work. And he's just like spiraling out of control. I've only seen two episodes. There's only been, I think a third one just came out last night or something. But I'm finding it very funny. I wanted to see their movie Friendship, which is also on HBO. I haven't watched that yet, but... Chair Company has been, it's been a hit for me. I've been enjoying it. So
check it out.
Awesome. Okay, guys, anything more to add? My stomach is growling.
Oh my God.
That might have made it to the microphone. That's the craziest sound ever.
It's from those chili cheese chips. Oh, or the pickles.
Sound like a dinosaur being born.
And on that note,
keep eating, talking, and stinging those bees.